Do 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 do. Gonna stream ourselves a play date, yeah. Welcome to RH Live, episode number 4. Today we're going to talk about the play date. I got my co-host Thor.
This little handheld game system fits perfectly in a pocket. The screen is black and white, the buttons feel great, and the flip-out crank gives games a whole new spin. But the best part, Playdate has a whole world of original gaming surprises waiting to be delivered directly to you. Let's have some fun.
Let's do it. Let's dive in. So Panic, everybody, is a company here in Portland, Oregon, which is where I happen to be. So their building actually is pretty close to my house. I wanted to just walk down there and be like, hey guys, can I just have a play date? Let me just do a quick live stream on it. If I had done that, they'd probably be like, you're a weird stalker dude, you know, we'll file a restraining order. So I actually bought this on eBay, but for a decent price. It was like 400 and some bucks. I won't specify exactly, but
yeah,
I wanted to get it for you guys.
Did you hear that?
What?
You didn't hear that?
No, what happened?
Okay. Somebody just blew something up on my neighbor's property.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
That's kind of intense, man. Is everything okay? Thor, is that an explosion?
That's the neighbor doing Tannerite stuff probably.
Oh my God.
My wife just walked through the house because it was real loud.
Okay, so Thor had an explosion.
Sorry.
In the middle of our unboxing video. Is everybody safe? Is your family safe? Everybody's limbs are attached and all that?
Yes, everybody's cool.
Do you need to go have a talk with Dwayne and be like, Dwayne, you need to stop with your nonsense out here?
I might eventually, but it's all right for now.
All right, after the playdate unboxing.
After the playdate, yeah.
All right, so this box feels really good. Let's just open it right up.
Oh yeah, that has to feel good, right? Like yeah. Full plastic rip.
Yeah,
it's so rare.
Oh, so cute, so small. Let's open this box.
Oh, that's cute.
This is cute. Yeah, look at this, a matching orange yellow USB cable.
That's fun. I always like when the cables match for some reason. I don't know why.
I know it is cute, it is fun. We got this USB-C look here.
I kind of wish like the RP2 with all of its different colors had tried to match the cables, you know?
I know.
Cheeto colored.
Who? Yeah. Oh, Zoo. Yeah. Yeah, I know. I don't know if Cheeto Steve got his hands on this one, man. I don't know if he actually made it here, which is kind of ironic. Well, he's from the color.
Cheeto Steve is on site in Shenzhen, not in America. So.
Right. Exactly. So it might have been spared. So it says, welcome. Thank you so much for buying Playdate. To get started, press lock 3 times. Okay, so let's get the device out.
It looks tiny. Oh,
I mean, and it is.
How tiny is it compared to something else? You have something near you there?
I mean, it looks like the size of the 280V. So let me pull that out. Yeah, so similar, I'd say. Of course, it's about half the thickness.
Oh, it's actually smaller than the 280V. Oh, yeah. Wow.
Which is...
Oh, wow. I didn't expect that.
Just crazy here.
Wow. But I mean, it is super tiny.
It is a similar footprint. It's a little smaller.
But I mean, it's shorter and it's thinner.
It is, yeah. It feels really good. I like that matte plastic. I always appreciate matte plastic.
Yeah.
It has a...
Well, and with that lighter color, it doesn't look like it'll be a fingerprint magnet.
I don't think it will be.
Cool.
Yeah, and it has the Playdate logo kind of... recessed in there, so you can actually feel the letters.
Mm-hmm.
Playdate PDUY01 by Panic, made in Malaysia. We got
it's not anywhere near Shenzhen. Then it's in Malaysia.
No, Cheeto Steve doesn't even have a passport to get in there, so I'm really happy about that.
Sweet.
We got this headphone jack right here.
Mm-hmm. Charging port.
US charging port. We got the crank.
Probably some kind of programming port as well with that charging port.
Probably. And I'm guessing that's the speaker. And I don't see anything else. Of course, we got so the sweet crank.
Does that does the crank snap in? Like, is it magnetic? Is it friction? What do you think?
So it snaps
it goes
back
in that little pocket.
See, there's a snapping sound here. When it goes into the pocket, it definitely snaps in. So
okay.
Again, it snaps. It'll snap to the side like that. It'll snap to the back like that.
Mm-hmm.
It'll snap inside like that. So
awesome.
It reminds me of that old fishing game, like the Tiger Electronics fishing game. I used to love that. I really hope there's some fishing games for this. Okay, so press lock three times. I'm guessing this must be lock on top here. Mm-hmm. One, two, three. One, two, three. One, maybe this button. One, two, three.
There you go.
No?
No, it's that it's that silver button on top.
One, two, three. Uh-oh, I need to read the manual. What am I missing here? To use the crank, pull it out from the bottom, the flip it up all the way, easy. Press the menu button to pause.
Oh, if nothing happens, first charge your Playdate with the included USB cable.
There you go. See, Thor is reading the I was skipping ahead.
I still believe in you, though. You got this.
You know what? I gotta take a point off. I've actually never seen one of these handhelds show up without any charge. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure.
There's always something. I didn't even think to charge it beforehand.
No, there literally is always at least a small charge. I don't think I've ever gotten anything under like 20%, I think.
Yeah.
And I think that the lowest charge I've ever gotten was my Oculus Quest 2.
Yeah, and it could be, I mean, the 552 didn't have a great charge, but the battery on that thing doesn't last long anyways.
Right, right.
For me anyways. Ultimate fishing, that's right.
Ultimate fishing handheld.
Could be shipping mode. Maybe it is shipped that way on purpose. Maybe there is something that I'm not understanding about it.
Well, that was the triple tap, right? But it says specifically there, if nothing happens, charge it first.
All right, so now we have a charging logo that shows up. That's really fun.
And two, that's suggestive.
It is. That's got to be the it's right button. All right, let's just play with the crank a bit more. Let's talk about the buttons while we're waiting. So,
okay, yeah. How do the buttons feel?
Clicky, actually. This is clicky.
Really?
Similar. Yeah, it's more confident click than the RP2, I would say, but it has that kind of clickiness to it. When I say it's more confident, I mean like it knows what it's going for, and it's just like, hey, I'm a clicky button. I am meant to be clicky. I'm designed to be clicky.
Hey, y'all.
The RP2 was always like
check
clicky
this,
because
check this
it's
click.
What it was. Yeah. Like, hey, we're owning it. The D-pad actually is not flat, believe it or not. So
it's like a concave surface, like a bold surface?
Yeah, it's a concave.
Zoo. I blame Cheez-It Charlie, the Malaysian version of Steve.
Oh, Cheez-It Charlie. Next we're going to see like some sort of alt character in the server called Cheez-It Charlie. Nuts. Please no one do that. The reign of terror has been in too much already.
It is.
But no, this D-pad feels really good. All four sides click, just like these buttons do. This, I guess, is the menu button, which pauses the game, accesses options, or returns home. Hold menu while pressing left and right on the D-pad to adjust the volume quickly. Okay. You can make your own games. Visit play.date/dev to learn how. That's cool. You press.
Game is actively doing that.
Oh.
You know about that? You know about this?
I want to find out more about it. I mean, I used their editor to make like a really silly song really quick a few months back.
Well, Jim is making some kind of game for it.
Well, of course
he's
Jim
being a little mysterious, but he seems really proud of it.
I know Jim is making a skateboarding game of some sort.
Think so?
That's my guess.
That'd be great.
That's like, his whole
just
deal.
Even if it was like a little side scroller or something.
Yeah.
Black and white TNC surf design. Let's go.
That'd be freaking sweet. All right, I'm ready to play this thing. Let's turn it on. Can we get it on yet? Let's get it on.
Try a long press on the power button.
All right, let's do it. I'm impatient. I need my play date. I need it now.
Do you have a structured settlement, but you need your games now?
Call Panic Engineer.
877 cash now.
877 play date now. Need a one bit screen and you don't know who to turn to.
Not sponsored by JG Wentworth.
No. God. Okay. Obviously we need to wait a minute or two. This and Panic, I love just how just how quaint this feels. Like, it's just very sort of like twee or something. Like, it's just...
See, I think some people won't like that. You know what I mean?
Oh, for sure. It's the opposite of the Steam Deck. It's the opposite of any, like, a Nintendo Switch. It's just, it's confidently being who it wants to be. And that's cool. But I got to say, Panic, just again, probably a point or two off for me, just from this experience right now. If someone's going to do an unboxing, really, really should have this battery charged.
What I really want to do is, like, browbeat you into opening that thing up just so I can see the manufacturing date on the chip. Like, I want to know when it was actually
all right.
Built. If the battery's this dead. No. I'm just kidding. I'm not going to.
Well, let's see here. It looks like it's four screws.
It's like got a panel on the back.
Flathead. I mean, it looks like it might be fairly simple to open up, but I probably should unplug it first, right?
Well, yeah.
Do that?
Yeah. Frickin' cheese it, Charlie.
All right, we're going to open up the Playdate.
Maybe it won't start while it's plugged in. I think I saw something about it.
Oh, really?
You can't play it while it's charging.
Nope. I don't know if I have a screwdriver out right now.
Let's go.
I got this at the Dollar Tree.
Horrifying. Digital. Get that kit.
Not sponsored by iFixit, but this is a sweet kit. Highly recommend.
Well, that's just lovely. Odin update came out today. No root still.
Seriously?
Built into the OS. Yep.
I'm going to do something that Thor doesn't do because I'm just a stickler.
What are you doing?
Putting my static.
Your anti-static? On. Yeah.
Safety first, man.
I believe in you.
This is a terrible idea, by the way. This is going to be like the movie Speed with Keanu Reeves and you're the bomb squad walking me through. And I'm Sandra Bullock.
I have, in the last 15 years, I don't ground myself, and I rarely take the battery out when I do stuff.
Madman.
I know, right? People got really butthurt with me over the replacing the NVMe in the Steam Deck without unplugging the battery. Like, I got DMs about that. Why would you do that?
There, it's insulted. It's wrong. Let's see. Is this the right?
There have been three more explosions, by the way. Somebody's going to call the cops.
What is going on over there?
I don't know. They're just blowing stuff up. It happens out here.
I guess.
I guess.
Just hope everyone's all right.
Nah, they're fine. They're just being kids.
Well, it's just some kids blowing stuff up?
Yeah. But it's loud. Like, you can get stuff out here when you're a kid still.
This screwdriver really goes deep in this. Screw there. It's a different. You seen this? It's kind of screw design. Oh god, dropping the Playdate. See what's up with that? Like I said, this is a terrible idea. This thing will never ever work.
I believe in you.
Awful. Let's get it. Let's try to grab it from this side over here.
There you go. By the way, that little grid to your right there.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's screws. That's where you put the parts. Yeah, so you can keep track of them.
Well, that's fun. There's like little indents for each little screw.
Yeah. And they're magnetic too.
I like that. Yeah, this screw right here, I'm having a little bit. Okay.
There we go.
So I still have something
look
on the
at
screen.
Them.
So that worry, that concerns me. How do we get this turned off here?
What's that? That's okay. So that's saying that it wants to be charged.
Right.
Don't worry about that.
We're just not going to.
Yeah, don't worry
about
that.
Now we need
that.
To get some sort of spudger here.
Yeah. Get that back cover off. Is that actually loose?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, okay. There you go. Are there clips?
Yeah, I can feel clips.
Okay.
Go all the way down here. Okay.
Faust says to get a hammer and chisel.
Oh, God. No, 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 no. No, 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 battery? No. So this is a
That's fellow, a cute little battery.
It's a Fellow Tech 760 milliamp hours. 3.7 volts at 2.812 watts. I am not going to undo all this, by the way. We're just going to stop right here for this. But if this satisfies you, hello, my job is to remind you that Playdate is delicately assembled. Breaking anything in here will void your warranty. Please be careful. Thanks. Thanks, Playdate. There's a little QR code down there.
Yeah, could you like take a picture of that QR code and DM it to me?
I could do that, man.
Can you do that for me?
I could do.
Yeah.
carefully grab my phone and not drop it this time. We're just going to DM it to Thor at AOL.com. That's his.
What happens if you sonicate the whole thing? What does that mean?
What is sonicating? I am worried. I am concerned. But I did it. I opened the playdate, and I hope it's not broken. Okay, no clips are broken. Everyone see that? Look, there's four clips on the inside.
See, now that's good to know that there's four clips. That actually helps me for later on, later purposes.
For your nefarious plans.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's carefully just close each clip. Oh, it just snaps right back in.
Nice.
Ooh. Oh, much better than Retroid. I don't think I broke any clips.
Much better than Retroid. Listen to you.
I think we're in the clear. All right, I'm going to keep on with my charging while we're doing this. We're going to put the screws back in.
Put the screws to it.
Yeah, I'm going to try a different screw. So while I'm doing this, how are you doing, Thor? What's new in your life? What do you? We recorded an episode yesterday, the podcast with Jade of the Bell for Pico. So
yeah, that was a great podcast. I'm really looking forward to that episode and your retractions. So
oh yeah, there's a retraction coming that I hope doesn't make it to the final cut where I assumed that Russ had mentioned that the RG-503 sucks for Pico 8, and then I don't know where that came from. It was like in a dream or something that I just thought right. That happened, and yeah. I confidently was like, you know what, the 503 doesn't even play Pico 8, like this is garbage, this is stupid. I asked Russ later, I'm like, hey, you did say that, right? And he's like, no, I never, in no video, he's like, I've never used Pico 8 on the RG-503, so... And I'm like, really? Because I really went off on a rant about that.
I cited you.
And he's like, oh, okay. Well, no, I didn't say it. I want to like get his voice saying, nope, didn't say that, never said it, and just add that in to the episode. That'll just make it easier for me.
Submerge it in water and hit it with sound. So you're talking about, I always say hit it with the ultrasonic, but I guess sonicate is the right word for that. I've never used that.
Sonicate.
No, things are good with me, man. I'm excited. I've just been excited for the play day. We've had a shockingly large amount of solid devices release over the past couple of months, you know, between the Odin and the deck. The Miu Mini, they're finally good stock. There's a version 2 that I have ordered. And then now finally the Playdate. Hype, right?
Major hype. I'm excited for this one because it seems so simple. It just seems really like relaxing and not stressful. Like I don't need to tinker with stuff. I don't even need to mess with something like Steam Deck on the Steam OS and get emulation going. It's just like I just boot it up and play some games that they made and play some friends' games. And maybe make a game, and I can't for the life of me figure out how screws work.
Well, and I've been looking around at Pulp, and it is just Lua, but it allows you to make tiny little textures and all that kind of stuff. So, inside the actual thing, did you break it?
No, I don't think I broke it. Actually, I don't think I broke the playdate.
Are you sure?
I'm just tightening the screws because I'm super OCD. What's Faust saying? What's he doing?
So, he originally posted a message that said F the 503, and then he pulled it back, and I said, no. F the 503. No retraction.
Well, yeah, I mean, F the 503 for other reasons, but we can't say that it doesn't play, you know, I can't evaluate its Pico 8 ability.
No, I'm looking for it because I have one on the way. I'm looking forward to the screen, at least, trying that out.
Yeah, you have a blue and I have a gray one.
Yeah. I just think that Ambernick's design ethic and ethos is kind of out of whack right now. They hit gold with the 351 devices, and they kept doing it until they realized they couldn't do it anymore. You know?
Right. Yeah. I'm a little over Ambernick right now.
Yeah.
I'll say that. I'm a little over it.
Just a little.
I'm ready for more devices like this. I'm ready for more just just simple, you know, just, I know there's probably not many compromises in this, except for charging the battery at the factory. You could have done that for me. Come on. But,
the other thing too, looking at it now, I understand certain things like why they didn't put a backlight in it.
Yeah, it makes sense. I mean, I got the natural skylight here. That's why I'm doing it right underneath it. I'm gonna pull out a couple more devices. Say,
when's your Steam Deck come in?
Hopefully tomorrow.
Nice.
See, what's a lot of other
that like that 4-3 square ish factor? You
not,
mean
not much to pick from. So just to compare a few others, you know, like the Funkey S. It's about the actual full unclamshelled height of the Funkey S.
Oh my God, Funkey S is so tiny too, and it's still
is. It really is.
It's literally the size of two of those, right? With a crank.
The Thumby, I don't have my Thumby's not here yet, but here's a case for the Thumby. Is that big?
Oh my gosh. Look how tiny that thing is. A case? Why do you need a case for a Thumby?
Dude, it's so cute. I got a case and a display stand for it, 3D printed from some company.
Gosh.
It's so adorable. Hold on. Look at this.
Oh, wow. That's going the distance there, bud.
Yeah. Here's my Thumby.
Wow.
So
Thumby stand V1. That's so like Thingiverse, you know?
It is. Here's the Q36. If we want to compare it to that, it's about right about there. Okay. And then...
God, that thing's tiny too. Jesus,
it is. And then here's the analog pocket.
Then the pocket is the size of all of them combined.
Of like all three of them. Let's see. There's the smorgasbord. There you go. That's there good you have stuff. It. That these are the only semi comparables I can come up with. Definitely the 280V is going to be the most comparable.
Fair.
I am anxious to get into this, but
yeah, sorry it's taken a minute here. We didn't know it wouldn't come with a charge. Although that is a pretty tiny battery, you know.
760. I wonder if we can do a battery upgrade and get a bigger capacity in there. But let's
I don't know. That's a really tight space, don't you think?
It is. You got to make a dollhouse, it says. Hey Kyle, welcome. Let's see some Blue Sphere action. Okay, all right. Yeah, okay. I mean, I want to talk about... First, before Blue Sphere, let me talk about the buttons here. So compared to, like, the 280V, these are mushy.
The 280Vs are mushy?
The 280Vs are mushy. Of course, this is nice and clicky, but it's not loud clicky. Let's pull it up to the mic. You probably can't hear it, Thor, and over Discord, but...
No, I can't.
They should be able to hear it on YouTube. So it's a nice, satisfying click. They're really quiet. It's not loud clicky like the RP2. These are mushy. This D-pad... Everyone should be familiar with the RG line of D-pads. It's mushy. Oh, forget everything. It's turning on.
There we go.
Hey.
Yay. All right. You've got an intro. Let's continue it.
Okay. Warning. If you have epilepsy or have had seizures or other unusual reactions to flashlights. To flashing lights. That was a
flashlights?
Jesus. Or patterns. I know. I don't know what.
What's your browser history look like? God,
it's just a war zone in there. You don't even want to know. Consult a doctor before playing video games or engaging in fleshlight activities. Do we want to skip the intro or continue?
Continue the intro, but could you move the screen down a little bit? The viewing angle isn't very good.
Yeah, you're probably seeing trees reflected in the skylight.
No, it was completely black. It doesn't have like IPS viewing angles.
How about that? Is that better?
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah. How's the sound? How's the audio? Is it cute?
It is cute.
It looks like it'd be really cute.
I mean, I'll put it up to the... It's quiet, but it's enough.
That's enough.
I got to make sure I keep the viewing angles here. All right. So what's going on? Do I pull the crank out? Do I watch? I see. Up on the D-pad. Up on the D-pad, right, down, left. What is going on here? I'm just... Oh, it's showing me all the buttons. Okay. Cute little robot guy dancing.
That's a lot of fun. That's a lot of activity on a black and white screen, man.
It is fun here. I'm having fun so far. Oh my God.
All that stuff is with full black, and then they're using dithering to make it look gray.
Yeah.
All right, hit that crank.
All right, here we go.
We cranking.
Let's turn the crank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow, that's really cool and involved.
Playdate.
I love it.
Crank
super
it.
Super cute.
I just like that. That's so good. It feels so good. I mean, that's almost as satisfying as the infamous snap.
Oh, snap.
Snap it. Oh, yeah. Snapping fleshlights. Playdate. Hello, welcome to Playdate. Glad you're here.
I just glanced back at the Discord and Zoo said, guys, he's about to break his new playdate because of peer pressure when you're taking it apart.
Peer pressure always works pretty well. We're glad you're here. Let's do a little setup to get started. All right, to continue. To set up your account, we'll need to connect to the internet. Let's find a Wi-Fi network. Oh, it has Wi-Fi.
Yes, it does have Wi-Fi.
Jim confirmed that with me. Yeah. What?
So that way it can take OTA updates with the thing. So make sure you hide your screen real quick and enter all your stuff.
Thank you, Dad.
Okay. What are you talking? You should know more about this stuff than me at this point.
I'm too old. I forget. You're my tech dad. I'm an IT guy for a living. I do know some. Okay, so let me pull up my thing. I got a new network in here. We switched to fiber now, which is crazy. Is this touchscreen? No, it's not touchscreen. That's silly to think. Why would I think that?
Michael, damn, I was going to get free Wi-Fi from your network. I know, right?
I don't even know my Wi-Fi password. It was just written on the modem. I'm at that point in my move where I haven't had time to set up the security of the network. I could be getting hacked all over the internet right now.
Hacked all over the place.
All over the place. You know what I have to say, Thor? I gotta say, I really like this play date. It's like really, really good so far.
It's really cute is what it is.
And my Wi-Fi password is too long. It's very cute. I don't know how to do that symbol. My God, what's wrong with this company? My internet
provider, for those of you who don't know, Stubbs has some kind of weird addiction. Thank you, sweetheart. Weird addiction to horrifically long passwords.
Yeah, well, I mean, then no one can figure it out. Including me. Contacting the Playdate server.
I'm just saying, every time I have to log into RH stuff, like I just copy and paste that shit. I don't even bother, you know?
Yeah.
It's too long.
It's too much. It's too much. All right. Enter this pin at play.date/pin. All right. Nobody else enter my pin. If you happen to be like watching this and have a play date that you haven't registered with your own stuff, I don't know why I'm.
Thank you, sugar. My wife just dropped off.
Thanks, Thor's wife. Tell him to lay off the Tamagotchis.
Never.
All right, so I already have a Panic account, so I'm just logging in now.
Oh, you know what? By the way, last night I did not bring up Legend of Dragoon on the podcast, so
yeah,
Bill's going to be either really happy or really sad. I don't know.
Someone owes you money or you owe them money? I don't know. Okay, it asked me to register the simulator. Oh, I've already been registered.
I'll register your simulator.
Okay. We're good. Okay.
Outlinked. Noise.
Yeah. Nobody hacked me. You saw all my numbers. Or else. I'll be so mad. Now we're downloading something.
Davis. Fleshlights are getting more and more complicated these days.
They really are. You know, you can't hardly get ones with Bluetooth or just anything. Sometimes they come with
But do they come with RGB? That's what I need to know.
Yeah, RGB lighting. That's what I was going to say. Teletubby RGB lighting. I don't know what the hell I'm saying. Dude, I've been sick for a week now, and my brain basically is just like, we're going to keep your body going, but at what cost? So...
Angle it down just a little bit. There we go. So what's it download? Is it downloading an update? Is it downloading a game?
I think it's downloading raindrops. I don't know. There's raindrops.
Raindrops and falling on my handheld.
That's right. As I've been telling people, I feel as sick as a handheld collection right now. But the playdate showed up in the mail today, like 4 days early, and I was like, I can't not do a live stream today. I can't not just impulsively set everything up and do this. Yeah. Otherwise, I'm going to unbox it before the live stream, and then that won't be good. You know, I got to do it now. Charging to 25%. Okay, that is not a great user experience having this come up. I get it if it's like, probably you wouldn't be so worried about it if you were just getting the device and just to play it. But if you're like, if you're doing this sort of like live unboxing, it's like, okay, now we need to play Star Ocean Blue Star.
Yeah, but here's the thing, okay?
Yeah.
This should have come with a game on it that uses the crank. So right. While it's charging, you can play the game, you know?
Right. But down.
That's just my opinion. That's just how I feel about it.
It should have something. It's like when you are on like your Xbox or your PlayStation, you can download part of the game and start playing the first level or something.
Right, but it could have come with a game on board. Oh, mouthfeel.
Oh, yeah. Everybody see this?
Yeah, we're watching it.
This is a
Playdate. Is the D-pad smooth?
Yeah, it tastes kind of like a... Not like a moldy burrito or a stale burrito, but like a burrito that's hard.
Okay. So like a gas station burrito.
Like a gas station burrito. I would say out of gas station burritos, this is definitely one I'd actually eat.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I'd have to rate that.
That's fair.
So we're just going to jump right into Star Ocean while we're waiting. Blue Sphere, which Thor, thank you so much for getting my legally owned copy of Star Ocean to work.
You're welcome. I'm glad we were able to make it work without you having to buy $600 worth of Game Boy hardware.
Oh my God, I just fell right into a pit. Well, I did buy $600 worth of Game Boy hardware, but...
But you sent half of it back, didn't you?
Some of it I sent back, yeah. Here's Diaz, just running through the woods.
Was that...
Fuck this.
So, do you have the GBA pixel shader on?
No, I don't think so. I think it's just...
Game Boy Color era, that's really good at like active combat. You know what?
It is. Yeah, it's kind of like the Tails series combat is how I've heard it compared to. Chaos Sword.
Chaos Sword.
Let's do this. Come on, you giant owl on legs.
You know that's that right. Owls have really long legs, right?
They do, for real? They just hide their legs?
Uh-huh. They're disturbingly long.
Oh, no. All right, well,
like if you saw a picture of how long owl's legs were, you'd be like, no. That's not real.
Stop it.
But
stop
no, it's
it,
real.
Stop it. No, owls stop having long legs.
Speaking of owls, I have a complaint about an owl.
Okay, throw me your owl complaints. Everybody throw me your owl complaints.
So, retro. No, it's charging, so it can do an update or something like that.
It's charging, man. So it just, yeah.
Came dead in the box.
We're not going to stop the live stream for it, so we're just going to yammer on about something else.
Where I live, we have owls, right, that are called barred owls.
Barred
right?
owls.
B-A-R-R-E-D, barred. And they're the standard owl that does the hoo-hoo-hoo-hoo, that crap,
oh,
right?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Fucking owl. Yeah.
When it's nasty time, all right, when it's time to make babies... All right. At 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, they do this. They go,
What was
but
that again?
They do it. Yes, that again. But there's like, they've multiplied because that happened like 6 times last night while we were recording the podcast and then afterwards.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So if y'all can't hear explosions, you can't hear, you know, the owls doing it. But I'm just saying. I expect more baby making to happen tonight, so I'm gonna like put my headphones on and try to fall asleep.
That's crap. I'm sorry.
I think those monkey sounds are like.
I'm sorry that your owl like monkey hybrids.
Owl Barry White, you know. Just some nasty doing it tunes, you know.
That disgusts me. I am disgusted.
My darling, I can't get enough of your feathers, baby.
Dude, they used to have me pull apart owl poop in school, and I'd find like the mouse bones inside of it. I always wondered why they had us do that. Why are we?
You're in the
that?
Pacific Northwest, right? So there's a shitload of owls up there that rats and mice whole.
Yeah, there are. And like, why? You know, I just.
When we were broke kids, my buddy, we would go out there to Bellingham, Washington.
There's no games on here. Yeah.
And there was an insane asylum near there that had been shut down.
Yeah.
That had a crap load of owls that lived around it, and we used to go out there and collect owl pellets and sell them to the high school.
Well, that's fun.
Yeah.
Do you ever get any like weird diseases?
Nope.
That's good.
I mean, nothing that's showed up yet.
Right. It's like
you know,
like mad cow disease, where 20 years later your brain just melts. Maybe that's what's happening to me right now.
That's what it is. It's the alcoholics, dude.
I'm totally suing Burger King from 20 years ago. This crap. That time I was in London eating that strange beef.
Owl meat?
For owl. Yeah, for that time I was eating bloody old England. Hey, looks like we can continue.
Cool. I don't feel like owls would be tasty.
Anybody ever eaten an owl on this chat? Anyone here ever eaten, had owl meat?
I imagine Eames has.
Eames, I know.
He's been to Asia.
You have definitely had owl meat. How was it?
Ask your missus how to cook an owl.
Hey, Cathonics, you think we can get some owl meat for dinner? I love you. Okay.
All right, so this is a legit system update then.
Now there's fireworks. There was raindrops, now we're charging, and now it's fireworks. It's a legit system update. We are definitely updating.
Right?
Let me know if
I'd imagine they make for some long drumsticks. All right, I have to get a picture of an owl to show you. You're not going
to
believe it.
We need to discuss owls more than we do, so this is good. People just bug me if you can't see the screen anymore. I forget to keep it at a perfect viewing angle. That is one thing, is that in person, I can see it from all angles, but as soon as I turn it, it does turn black, you know. And I'm sure for the camera.
I'm putting this up. Where should I put this? I want to put this up in the podcast chat in the Discord so y'all can see this.
Okay. Would you like to enable metrics to make Playdate better? Sorry, Playdate. I never do that.
All right. Check this out. This is how long like standard owl legs are, right?
Uh-huh.
It's disturbing.
Let me take a look. Wait, where are you sending this? In Discord?
I put it in the podcast chat. Yeah, in the Discord.
Podcast chat. Oh my God. Those owl legs are too long. Why are owl legs long. So why are they like that?
They're too long. I don't know.
That owl looks like
they're too long.
Like that thing looks like it would come running at me and I'd be like, no.
Right.
Why? It's not proportional.
It's not.
But why do they hide their glorious legs so much of the time?
I don't know. I think it's just the way that they sit, right?
Oh,
like when they're just hanging out. You know, like in Asia when they smoke and they crouch, right?
Yeah.
It's like that. Like owl legs are like that. They're always crouched.
No.
Some long legs, dude.
Yeah, I'm creeped out. All right. So, hey. we're in the menu now. Like we're in the, so what we have here is season one. We have Whitewater, Wipeout, and Casual Birder. Hey, that's owl related. Let's look in settings. What do we got for settings? This is so, this is like an e-ink screen.
Well, since it's a binary color screen, so it's black or white, right?
Device metrics, right. It is. Auto lock, off while charging. Count games, download all. So only two games are out for this thing so far, is that right? And there, Jim
it comes out weekly.
Weekly, okay. Jim was saying there's a way to sideload games. Apparently.
Yes, there is.
So you can get some other games. Let's try Whitewater.
Can you tilt the screen down a little bit more?
Oh, yeah, sorry. Yeah, people just remind me, I forget.
Apparently, there you go. My wife is watching it going, he needs to tilt his hands down so we can see the screen, please.
Sorry, Sarah. Love you. I love Thor more.
What's it say down there? How many gigabytes free?
3.6 gigabytes free.
Sarah says, I'm a fan. So it's a probably like a 4 gigabyte eMMC on here, 4 gigabytes of storage.
Yeah, I'm guessing so. So what, 400 megabytes for the OS?
Yeah, that sounds about right to me with like a swap file or something like that.
Now, what's interesting is that I can't leave this menu. So if I leave to go do something else, it says, no, if you leave the screen, your downloads will stop. Okay, I'll stay.
So my guess is that I'm not sure on the CPU on this, on the SoC.
Mm.
But my guess is that there's not a lot of threads and cores going on here. So multitasking probably isn't this thing's,
Yeah, not its main use case. No. I'm going to change my focus a little bit. I'm not impressed. Change it. Let's try not to see how annoying this.
I've got a good one for you. You ready?
Yeah. Owlfax?
Hey, baby. Since I know you're watching the live stream, could you grab me something to drink? I'd really appreciate it. I'm a little busy right now. Could you do that for me? Do you love me?
Do you love me? You playing your love games with me? Love games. Anyone remember that from 2004?
She yelled from the other room.
Let's do casual.
What'd you say, gorgeous? She goes, I didn't know I'd be guest star.
Hey, you're doing great.
You're doing great, baby. I believe in you.
So I'm playing Casual Birder. I hope it's a game about owls. I'm hoping the auto zoom now will make it a little more legible. Well, kid, here we are. Your new digs. I'm going to fix this. It's going to bug me endlessly.
Endlessly.
I've been watching a lot of Batman, too. So
That's horrific. The Slendowl Man. Instead of Slender Man.
No.
All right, what's he saying? What's this old man saying?
Well, I'm trying to figure that out.
You're about to go perv on some birds. Let's go.
All right. Is that more readable? I'm trying to get really sharp for everybody. Mm-hmm. Well, kid, here we are, your new digs. Do I need to use the crank? I already moved your stuff in, so you're all set. You're a pretty brave kid, moving to a town like this. Do you even know anything about bird photography? If only he knew. You're going to have a rough time here if you can't at least handle the basics. You got a camera on that phone, right? There's a Bobby sitting around here somewhere. See if you can snap it for me. And don't forget to focus with that crank. Oh, I will never forget.
Thank you, sugar.
Thank you for bringing Thor alcohol. Thank you. Aww. Okay, we need to... So you turn the crank to get the picture in focus, and then you take a picture. So we're bird photographers.
Right.
I really hope there's an owl here. Hey, kid, I thought you were going to bring me a pic of that Bobby. What the hell is a Bobby? Oh, no, the birds.
Build your screen down more.
Yeah.
There we go. Yep.
You got a new bird. Black-bodied Bobby. Doesn't sound right. All right.
I'm already at the point where I'm going. Are these going to be fantasy birds?
Yeah. What kind of birds are we talking about here?
The screen refresh rate looks really decent, by the way. At least
it is. Here. It's really, I mean, it's really smooth. This is like smoother than an etch a sketch. So
smoother than an etch a sketch.
Now, what's this do? Oh, here's volume. So let's turn the volume up. I take a screenshot. I go home. I'm just gonna leave the game right now. Come back to it. Let's try Whitewater Wipeout. Shuhai Labs, and it's not getting hot either. I like that.
I wouldn't imagine so.
Well,
how do you feel about how do you feel about the resolution of the screen?
It suits the device. I don't notice
crank time.
Pixel. Crank it. Oh no. I can't surf and now I've been terminated. Oh shoot, damn it.
sugar darn.
Here we go. Oh gosh darn.
Danky doodle doos.
People were saying And too many of the swears in the cast, so I'm practicing not doing that.
One person had
one shot. They're like, my child is getting influenced.
This is a gaming channel, okay? Children watch this, maybe with the swears, okay?
Stop it with that fucking shit, dude. I'm like, sorry, dude.
All right, I think you gotta like go down and then go back up, right? Like you actually need to surf.
Go, okay, I don't know how to surf. Okay, so lead me through this. All right, okay. So you ride the wave.
Down, crank it, and then get back up there, get some air, and go back down.
Oh, we're going to get air? We're going to get air?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's why people surf. That's exhilarating. Whoa.
There you go.
Whoa.
Nice.
Thanks, man.
And I think the point is to, like, do tricks and stuff like that. So, like, try to go down and then go back up and, like, do a flip or something.
You know what? I'm ready to do it again. Let's do it again. Crank
Let's do it,
bro.
Let's go. Crank it. Oh my God, it does actually say crank it, bro.
It does say crank it, bro, because we're going to crank to burn. Here we go.
Immediately crashed.
All right, I'm going to get this. See, I got to get my under the sunlight here to get better viewing for you all. All right, we're gonna get going here. Just let me get my flow. As you know, I'm a world-class surfer.
Yes.
Doing this for years.
So you got to get a little deeper and then get back up. There you go.
That's how you do it. Oh.
All right, so give it a big crank once you get up there at the top. Just like a 360.
Just one big crank? Are you serious? Like you want me to go all the way around?
All the way around. Okay. I believe in you.
Rolled. Okay. That doesn't count. That doesn't count. No, we're starting over again. That doesn't count. This is dumb. We have owl burgers? Okay. So we're having owl burgers.
Sweet. There you go. And get it up there. Build up some speed.
Whoa.
Yeah. There you go. 360.
Oh, crap.
Oh, you went too deep. Yep. But see, you got points that time, right?
Yeah, I did. Gotta get a, can't let the wave catch up to me.
Nope.
Oh, crash. Crank it, yo.
Oh my gosh. So the point here is that there's seasons for games, right? Mm-hmm. And this first season has 24 games given out over 12 weeks.
Right.
Right.
It's free, and that all the games come free, right? Because this device is...
The first season of games comes free. Mm-hmm. I think it's like $10 for the next season of games.
Mm-hmm. What else do we know about it? Do you want to read off some specs for people? Do people care?
They
probably know by now.
I'll get some specs. This is I'll talk more about the ethos behind it.
Whoa. Look at me. Look at me go. I did a 360.
I believe in you.
I totaled.
Yeah. Looking good. You got to aim it down a little bit there. Here we go. Here we go.
All right.
So this thing isn't particularly powerful, but the screen is only black and white.
Pretty sucky.
Yeah.
Well, no, I mean, that's I'm cool with black and white. I got my DMG over here.
So there's going to be a lot of games. It's just ultra high contrast. There's going to be a lot of dithering, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you'll have black and whites and grays and stuff like that, but it'll actually only be black and whites. It's just a trick on your eye. So like how the wave there is gray.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's charging pretty quick. That is a pretty small battery, though. Just lock twice.
Yeah. So if you hit the lock button, it does this. It does this face, and you got to do it twice to unlock it. If you press lock once, you have a clock, which is kind of cool, and it shows what the charging status is. Mm. Sorry, you were saying?
Oh, just more little factoids about it. So that's the whole thing. Now, basically all the games that you're going to get on this are going to be through the season passes. That's one thing. But people are also making games and releasing them on itch.io, I believe. Ooh. And I think there are always already some games out for it. There's definitely a Game Boy emulator.
What?
Yeah.
Excuse me. Well, that's
Let's see
cool.
if I can pull that up here and get you a link.
Let's see, device info, any more updates? Checking for updates. It's calling on the phone. You're up to date. Input test, replay intro, labels, restart playdate, factory reset, send a crash report. So that's cool. Time, accessibility options. We have a reduced flashing option, and we have an upside down. Whoa, that's cool.
Upside down, why?
I don't know. Just if you want a fun little challenge.
I do think it would be cool, as he was talking about crank to play your Game Boy, I do think it would be cool, though, if somebody made a Game Boy emulator, obviously, because this is monochrome, mm-hmm. but you controlled time with your Game Boy game, so you could, like, instead of using save states,
yeah.
you could reverse it and undo the horrible mistake you just did as Wario or whatever, you know?
That'd be cool. Or we can make a game about hunting owls and owl meat.
Because we have casual birder. We need hardcore birder.
We need hardcore birder. Or we need like Ace Attorney.
Birder burgers, all right?
Birder burgers. We do need that. And we do need an Ace Attorney game, except it's the Amber Heard Johnny Depp trial. which I... finding more entertaining than anything else right now.
I saw that Amber Heard's attorney objected to his own question today, which that was amazing.
He did. I don't know why. It's like a blood sport watching that thing. It is. I can't look away. I don't watch any sort of celebrity news stuff, but this is.
It's horrendous.
Oh, yeah, well, it's horrible. It's horrendous. It's sad. It's crazy, it's hilarious. It's so many things in one. It has all the makings of the best reality TV show.
So Eames is asking fishing game when, and I'm sitting here going, yeah, now wait a minute, why didn't this launch with a fishing game?
Why didn't it launch with a fishing game?
What?
I guess we'll play more birder. I don't have any other games for this, but I'm assuming I can sideload some. I don't know if we want to take a minute to try to figure it out. How do we?
Do you want to try to figure it out?
Yeah. So how do we? You want to walk me through it, Thor? Do you want to look up a guide or something for me?
Yeah, I'll grab a guide.
Thank you. Oh, that's cool. So it saved my progress automatically. I didn't save or anything. I just abruptly quit. So I appreciate that. Out of the way.
Do, 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 do.
This is the best waiting-based handheld, Davis. Yeah, it's so true. I mean, it is the king of the crank. It is the best crank handheld and the best waiting
king
handheld.
Of the crank.
This is the King of the Crank. That's going to be the name of the video. Final thoughts, King of the Crank. Oh, I need to get my picture in focus. This bird game is okay. It's not for me, really. It's kind of like Pokemon Snap, actually. That's what I can compare it to, which my wife loves. You know, Pathonix loves Pokemon Snap. I can't really get into it. So I took a selfie.
Hell yeah.
Well, I don't even really take pictures in real life. So, well, sometimes I do. Of the kids. So I got the Pixel phone. I wish I could attach a camera accessory to this and just take pictures with this from now on. Hey, kid, I thought you were going to bring me a pic of that Bobby. Now, we already went through this. We took a picture of the Bobby. Come on, dude. All right. Now, I don't know if this can run God of War Chains of Olympus or not, but I don't think it's going to run full frame. So we're going to hold off on that. So what do you got for me as far as entertainment on here? Entertain me.
Sideloading over USB connection. Let me see here. Copy a game file over. So you should be able to download a .pdx file and then plug
the PDX for Portland. It's awesome.
And plug the playdate into your PC and copy the PDX file straight to it.
Okay. Is it piracy if you send me a PDX file?
No, because it looks like a lot of this stuff is free. But I'll grab you something and we'll test it out here real quick. How's that sound?
Yeah, give me something real weird.
Let's go with Tetris.
Yeah.
Straight Tetris.
I'm going to read my Bigfoot notes. Capture elusive thoughts. Record your sightings. Document encounters. So we should make a game based on Bigfoot while we're waiting here. Okay, sounds good. We can write our notes. Look at this. His feet. His feet are new. Isn't that cute? This should really go hand in hand with the playdate. You got your Bigfoot notes. You can put this could be a playdate case, actually. You gotta take the feet out, but oh, I don't know. What do I fucking know? How's everybody doing? What are we doing tonight? Anybody have an owl meet tonight? I like to make it strange sometimes. I like to sit and think about things. Well, hey. Oh, hey, Greg. How are you doing? What are you doing, Greg? What's happening in Greg's world? I need to grab some of these PDX files. You know, I haven't talked about the black V90. Turns out it is the V90 that you already know, but it's in black. That's the end of my review. And I'll also, while you're here, while we're waiting, show you just something. The moment you've all been waiting for. The best kickstand handheld, the Pow Kitty Q35. That's right. It's a power bank. Has a kickstand, like a Switch. It can charge your Switch. Boom. No problem. Play games? No problem. Plays NES. Turn it on. Classic menu music. Play Contra, play whatever you want. Play Castlevania, HK edition. Boom.
Right.
Thor, I got what you need here. This is what you told me to order on AliExpress. Pow Kitty Q35, power bank handheld. Playing some Castlevania. This is actually my favorite. This is my favorite power bank handheld. Yeah, nice mushy
buttons. That's an actual division now, isn't it?
It is, and it has a kickstand. Look at that.
What? Why does it need a kickstand?
So you
are you streaming Netflix in 4K on it?
Yeah, you can plug your Switch or your whatever your Netflix device is on there. You charge it. You look, you stand it up. Boom, you're playing NES like a champion. Lasts like 100 hours. Best battery life this side of the Mississippi.
All right.
Killing ghosts.
Plug your Playdate into your PC there and see what comes up there. Okay.
All right. So I'm going to move it from the power USB port.
I sent you a zip file. I don't know if it needs to be unzipped or not. Yeah. Yeah. Or zipped.
How many mods? On this one, that's a great question. 5,000 milliamp hours, it says. Well, it says 4,900/5,000. So I don't know what that means. It's one or the other. But we'd have to open it up to actually see what's really inside. Because how could he lie to us last time? They lied to us. And they said they wouldn't disappoint us again, okay? They said they wouldn't do it.
You won't be disappointed this time.
Not this time. Come on. All right. What do you send me? Tetris.px.
Yeah. All right. Plug that Playdate into your PC. See what happens here.
See what happens there.
Really?
I'm going. All right. Do I do the .zip and just send that to the Playdate, or do I unzip it and send the file?
You can put it in as a zip. Alternatively, you can put your Playdate in data disk mode without installing the Playdate SDK.
Oh, I don't have the SDK installed, so I probably
press and hold the following three buttons at the same time. What's
happening? Okay.
All right. So you have it plugged into your PC, right?
Yeah, I do.
Press left, lock, and menu at the same time, and then it'll say sharing data segment as USB drive on the screen. Again, I'll keep them held. Yeah. Left, lock, and menu. No, keep them held.
Oh, keep it held. Okay, I got it.
Yeah,
I got it.
Yeah.
Sharing data segment on USB drive. Okay.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so now you should have a new drive pop up on your PC.
I do. It's called Playdate.
Nice.
Hell yeah.
And then, let's see here, Tetris.pdx.
Then what?
Give it to me.
I'm not sure. You're going to have to see if it'll direct... It says not to put a zip file in there.
Okay, so put it in games, I'm guessing.
Maybe. Yeah, in games, yeah. But it says that put the .pdx file in there. This was a zip.
Or do I put it in data?
No, you put it in games.
In games.
Yeah, this is direct access, by the way. So you can actually fuck your system up with this.
All right, so I'm going to eject it now. And how do what do I do next?
Just unplug it.
Just Hey, look at that, man. That's easy. Look, we got Tetris.
Does it actually play?
It does. There's no music.
Bitchin'. All right, that was easy.
It has sound effects, but yeah. Look at this. We're playing Tetris on the Playdate. What else you got for me? Any other interesting...
That was the easy one.
Okay.
That was the easy one. I'm going to track down the Playdate Game Boy emulator now.
Oh, what? We're going to get the ROM gnome out here in a second, it sounds like.
Don't you say his name.
Never utter his name in my presence.
That's what we were doing with Jay.
Last night was the Batman episode.
Batman.
Dude, the new Batman movie is just very good. I want to watch it.
It is good. It's very good.
It's very good. I'm a nerd about Batman again. I lost faith so long ago. Somewhere around Batfleck years, I just gave up.
Yeah, Batfleck really put a lot of us down, didn't it?
Yeah, really just, I couldn't do it.
Legend of Game Kid. All right, I'm not seeing it on itch.io, so the guy may not have released it yet.
Oh, that's all right. You know what? Let's keep it a short stream this time. Why don't we end it?
Keep it a short stream?
Yeah.
We're going to end it?
Well, I mean, what else?
We showed side loading.
We've side loaded. That's fun. We've played some games.
Yeah.
We've watched me wipe out. We've talked about owls.
We did talk about owls a lot.
I've showed off the Q35 like I've been wanting to.
Yeah.
And you know, that's kind of... That's kind of it, really. I mean,
this is what it is.
The Playdate is what it is. You know, you're not getting a backlight on here.
No.
You're getting a black and white screen. It's just a device you just pick up and enjoy creations of people, creations of the developers and the people they've outsourced to. The different studios making little games for it. I mean, it's just a cool little experience.
And eventually it will have a dock with a pen holder for whatever reason. So
yes, and that's what I'm excited for. That's what I've been talking about for a year now. Like I really, really want the dock with the pen holder. I need a pen holder and I don't have a pen holder still to this day. Cause I'm just waiting for a dock with a pen holder. So that is the way to go. Would I recommend this at its retail price of $180? Yes. Because you get all the free games for it. There is the emulation potential now. There is sideloading games. There's the developing games. It's just something you can probably throw in your pocket. I don't even have a screen protector on here, and that is just crazy for me not to do. You can take it apart and not break it. It's just pretty easy to take apart as far as I could tell. I did it and it seems fine.
It's a really neat little design. I like the... I wish maybe they'd put a fishing game on there to start. That would have been good.
That would have been good. Let's see what next week's game is. I'm excited. That's the thing. It'll be exciting to boot it up once a week at least, and then play a game and see what new game has been released. Would I recommend
I'm just going to say that is something to have a game thing to check in with, right?
Yeah, exactly.
We don't really have that. That's super niche, but it could be cool.
I mean, it could really be cool. I was going to say, though, would I recommend this at the price I paid for it, which is in the $400 range? Probably not.
You did pay $400.
Well, you know, I really wanted to get one here so we could talk about it and do our impressions while it's in the fresh, in the hotness cycle here. But I to actually just play with it for $400, no. And that's, unfortunately, that's not even the average price on eBay. The average price on eBay is $900 for this.
Oh my gosh, no.
And I would say completely avoid it. Completely avoid the scalper prices. Completely avoid eBay for the Playdate, unless you can find it in like maybe the $300 range.
That's two PS5 disc editions.
It is. It's ridiculous.
That's outrageous.
What I would do is just put in your pre-order for it. And if you're patient, you will get it eventually, 2023, maybe 2024. I was not patient, obviously, so I canceled my pre-order in the end because I was in late, I think, 2023, and I did get it so we could do this live stream today. Having said that, I'm definitely going to keep it. I really think it's cool and it's unique, and I'm going to enjoy and get the most out of it that I can. Now, Steam Deck probably shows up in the next few days here, so I'll probably be playing on that a bit too. But for this being what it is, I know that it's a low stress device. I know that, yes, I can plug it in and just play some games. You know, it's quaint. This crank is an interesting... Oh, look, the crank even takes you through the menu. That's fun.
Oh, that's cute.
That is cute. I mean, this is just what it is. What you see is what you're going to get.
Yeah.
It's very lightweight. Okay, you can kind of flop it around your hands a bit. It's just probably toss it in your pocket, walk around, good to go. First impression finale, I'd have to say it is definitely, I recommend it. It's very different, and that's cool because we've had a sea of the same, just the same, yes, the same, the same, and we are,
especially the past year, Amber Nick.
Exhausting, Powery. Exhausting. I'm exhausted. So this is a breath of fresh air. Now, how do we turn it off? That's my question. Do I hold the power button?
I'm guessing a long press situation.
Do you turn it off? Does it just stay like a eating screen where it just sort of just stays?
Sleep mode.
Sleep mode. What does it say on the back here? Regulatory info. No, there's got to be a way to turn it off.
Usually, because I do think that the system is Android based, I think, still.
Oh, so
I'm guessing I'm guessing a long press.
Are we going to get Lineage on here? Is that what I'm hearing?
Lineage? No.
No.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to figure this out.
Sort of power off in the settings or anything like
no,
that?
No, nothing like that. Maybe it's like a power button.
Yeah, give it like 15 seconds on the power button to hold down.
All right. Do, 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 do. I don't know if I mentioned there's a headphone jack there. That's cool. Not that I ever use headphones on these things. Thor, can you Google for me how to turn off Playdate?
Some people were saying that they think that it...
It just stays on?
Yeah.
It calls to you from the corner of your room?
It screams as its battery slowly whispers out of existence.
That sort of stresses me out with such a low capacity battery, though, honestly. Okay, I'm going to leave it plugged in for now then. And I guess it'll be like my Tamagotchi that's sitting over there screaming at me with its bouncing egg day in and day out. All right, everybody. Well, thank you so much for joining us for RH Live. We've had just a blast going through and playing with our Playdate. Let us know in the comments if you have any questions, concerns, what you think. We have a Patreon if you like what we're doing and you want to contribute. We also have some other options for donating coming up really soon. We're about to share, so that'll be really cool. Yep. Thor, anything you wanted to add in, or just wrap it up?
Let's see here. You're getting your Steam Deck. We've got a couple things upcoming. The Odin Light is coming probably next month,
mm-hmm.
Or maybe a couple weeks after that, maybe into June. I will be MIA at the end of June or at the end of May. I'll be out of the country for a couple of weeks. Ooh. So we'll definitely get in a couple podcasts, and I may have a couple of Teardown live streams coming up for you guys here soon too. So
perfect. Okay. Well, I can't
like
wait
a 552 and a couple other things.
Let's do that. The 503. We definitely got to do the 503.
Yeah, 503. I'll totally tear that piece of shit down. Absolutely.
Good.
You know, I'm actually excited for the OLED screen a little bit. The form factor is weird, though. Yeah. All right. So
it is. We'll see. We'll see how it all goes. yeah. These handhelds just keep coming. They just keep shipping. They keep showing up, and we will keep talking.
They don't stop coming, and they don't stop coming.
They never. All right, well, this has been RH Live. Thanks, everybody, and have a great rest of your evening.
Catch you later.